This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro. And this is The Call-In, our segment where you tell us what you're thinking. Ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft can't seem to stay out of the headlines. As they've grown, they've clashed with city governments and regulators while transforming the way people work and get around. A recent survey of Lyft and Uber drivers showed that they're making less money these days because companies have cut the prices of the rides. We wanted to hear about what it's like to drive for these companies, so we asked you to share your stories.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, this is Greg.
Morning, my name is David Curry.
I live in New York City.
And I am calling you from the Middle Tennessee area. I've been driving for Uber since September.
I drive for Lyft. And I'm sitting here fishing for my next passenger. I usually drive for 2 to 4 hours in the morning.
I met a lot of people. I heard a lot of stories. And I drove to so many places I hadn't driven to before.
Hi, my name's Jack Cardoza. I'll be 69 April 1st.
My name is John Charette. I'm 23 years old. I live in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
My name is Courtney Gomez. I am 32. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I drive for Uber. And I'm a mom and a student.
I was trying to step into the internet marketing, but I didn't quite have enough wherewithal to do it yet. So I was kind of in an economic downturn of my own.
I just graduated college in December. I was looking for a way to make some money while I'm looking for some more long-term employment and waiting to hear back about grad schools.
I was a housekeeper, and I was working like 50 hours a week, and I was having to pay a babysitter to take care of my kids. And my husband had been working like multiple jobs, and he was like, I think I'm going to start working for Uber. So I quit that job, and he was making enough so that I was able to stay home with the girls.
My full name is Alexander Kramer. I live in Ferndale, Michigan.
Hi, my name is Tina Herrera. I live in Los Angeles, California, and I'm calling because I drive for Lyft.
While it's less reliable on paper, in practice, it is definitely just as reliable as an hourly job.
Unemployment isn't enough, and so family members, everybody had given what they could. It was Christmas time, and I was able to make $1,000 in a week, and that saved us.
You know, when you figure it out, it comes out to about $13 an hour.
I've been doing around 12 hours a week and made about $250.
Hi, my name is Gregory Cortez, and I drive in San Francisco, California.
I've been doing it ever since, and my husband does it as well. There are definitely pros and cons.
I saw the ads that said, make $35 an hour. I thought, oh, that's great, you know. So I went ahead and signed up. I've been driving for them for about 16 weeks, and basically my salary has been going down ever since.
I can have a ride that lasts 15 plus minutes, and then they may not even tip me, and I net about $2.
On New Year's Eve or on Halloween, he would easily make over like $800 because there weren't as many people doing Uber. But as time went on, like a year later, on New Year's Eve, he made like $50. So I started with Uber in 2014.
You also have to consider the fact you're putting wear and tear on your car, gas every couple of days,
and the insurance costs and all of the other costs of owning a car. So basically, I was made less than minimum wage for San Francisco.
I have had more than a couple of hours where my take-home pay has been more than $20 for an hour.
And what's really nice about Uber is I can turn it on or I can turn it off.
I'm actually in school right now, so I want something to be able to put on like a resume after I graduate. And when you put on a resume that you work for Uber, it's not very impressive. There's no boss. You put like independent contractor and they're like, okay, so that doesn't mean anything.
Those were stories from a small sampling of ride-hailing drivers around the country. And thanks for sharing them. Next time on The Call-In, we'll be talking about the new Republican healthcare plan. We want to know what your questions are. Is there anything about Medicaid, pre-existing conditions, or health savings accounts that you want to know more about? I sure do. What don't you understand about the proposals? How do you think it will affect your coverage? Call in at 202-216-9217. Leave us a voicemail with your full name, where you're from, and your question, and we may use it on the air. That number again, 202-216-9217. 9217.